Attack types, straight line versus circular attacks. Recognizing the attack type of your opponent is using and understanding how to react appropriately will greatly increase your ability to defend yourself. Generally, we don't have much time in a split-second attack to identify if there is a weapon or if it is an unarmed attack, but we can quickly identify what kind of attack it is. To keep it simple and practical, we have two general attack types, straight line and circular or peripheral attacks. Straight line attacks. Straight line attacks are exactly as they sound. This is an attack that follows a straight line from the attacker to you. If telegraphed, these are often lunging attacks, though they aren't always telegraphed. These attacks are quite often quite fast as they have little distance to travel, the shortest distance between two points being a straight line. Solution. With straight line attacks, you must redirect and get off the center line if possible. With these attacks, we have three options. Redirect the attack with, for example, a vertical sweep. 2, move your body at an angle or sidestep to get off the center line. 3, burst at a 45 degree angle to the side of the attacker. Each of these, in the moment, will avoid the attack, but is best to do them all, as you just never know. Examples are straight punches and jabs, straight knife attacks or lunges, straight kicks such as a push or groin kick. Circular attacks. These attacks come from an outward angle towards the center of the body. They are often, but not always, considered power shots, with the intent of generating as much power as possible. Solution. With all circular attacks, you must block first, especially if there is a knife. While you could just move out of the way, blocking directly interrupts the initial attack pattern, after which we usually must burst into the opponent, attempting to apply retzef and off-balance, cause pain and disrupt. How we block is also important, as we must leverage the biomechanical strengths of our body by creating angles with our bone structure to deal with the amount of power that is generated by circular attacks. Examples: haymakers, hooks, roundhouses, and outward to inward knees.